I strive to say two things. One intellectual and one moral. The intellectual thing I should want to say to them is this. When you are studying any matter or considering any philosophy, ask yourself only, what are the facts and what is the truth that the facts bear out? Never let yourself be diverted either by what you wish to believe or by what you think would have beneficent social effects if it were believed. But look only and solely at what are the facts. That is the intellectual thing that I should wish to say. The moral thing I should wish to say to them is very simple. I should say, love is wise. She's getting more and more closely interconnected.
We'll be right back. find that some kind of religious code helps them to live their lives. It gives them a very strict set of rules, the rights and the wrongs.
Yes, but you know, those rules are generally quite mistaken. A great many of them do more harm than good, and they would probably be able to find a rational morality that they could live by if they dropped this irrational, traditional taboo morality that comes down from savage ages. Oh, I don't think that's true, and what is imposed on you from outside is of no value whatever.
Well, you were brought up, of course, as a Christian. When did you first decide that you did not want to remain a believer in the Christian ethic?
I never decided that I didn't want to remain a believer. I decided between the ages of 15 and 18, I spent almost all my spare time thinking about Christian dogmas and trying to find out whether there was any reason to believe them. And by the time I was 18, I discarded the last of them.
Do you think that that gave you an extra strength in your life?
Oh, I don't know. No, I shouldn't have said so. Neither extra strength nor the opposite.